ladies and gentlemen. Talk coming to you live. It is 6/13/2019. It's a live Thursday night show. And I will tell you that if we just listen to what Lord Jesus had to say, you know, we would hear all the stuff that we hear in the news tonight, would we not? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't have wars. That doesn't mean that people won't be killed, or that shortages, say, of oil or food, or that electricity might get knocked out. Okay, in a war. It doesn't mean that the whole thing is over. He says, and ye shall hear of wars. Okay, and rumors of wars. So you're going to hear of wars. There will be wars. People die in wars. And rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. You want to know what to do? Figure out about how to protect you and your family against those items if they're going to happen here. You see, the fix on this stuff is, or the preparation, it's not the fix. The fix will be when Lord Jesus comes down with his angels and cleans the clock of Lucifer and all of his minions and all the demons. That's the fix. But in order to get to that spot, there is a war on, okay? There are casualties in war. And Jesus will go on to tell you in Matthew 24, he says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Well, that's a pretty big tribulation, is it not? There's been some extremely nasty events on this planet. Well, I mean, just in our, essentially, span, you know, the Gulf Wars, all right, Afghan Wars, the Vietnam War, all the other wars of the 100 or so around the planet that you don't hear about, that our people are there. The silent wars, the ghost wars, the spook wars, the spy stuff, ongoing all the time, 24 hours a day. Pop, pop, biz, biz, you know? The Vietnam War, the Korean War. World War II, those were quite some things. Now you go on back and you look at the start of the Civil War in our country. And I'm not trying to skip any wars, the Spanish-American or anything. But I'm talking about big conflicts. I mean, you could go to Antietam Bridge and you could still feel it, you know. You could go to Gettysburg and you can still feel it. You can go to the wall of the Vietnam Memorial, and I'm going to tell you, that place will make you cry because you can feel it. So when we hear the Lord Jesus say, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be, And that would go back to Attila the Hun in Rome and all of the fights, even with Alexander versus Darius of Iran, you see. Wasn't Alexander a sort of a flaming hair or a Cheeto head or a blondie, you know? Versus Darius, you know? Chased him clear up into the, clear up into the Himalayas, didn't he, almost, or whatever. And except those days should be shortened, Jesus says. Jesus says, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. This is what Jesus is telling you to happen. And I hear people, well, you know, we get the ba 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 ba. He that overlays the Antichrist, Lucifer, the devil himself, and all of his 200 million in Armageddon. I'm going to tell you what, you better prepare for blood here. This is not Tap Dance City. And even within this country, we're about ready for the Civil War. Now, President Trump, I think he shouldn't even have had Stephanopoulos in his office, let alone in a standing above him position, spouting off some kind of dadgum hypothetical questions. He should have looked at old Stephanopoulos and say, well, what did Bill and Hillary Clinton do when you worked for them when they took all the money from the Red Chinese? And had the head of Red Chinese intelligence in the White House. What did they do? Did they contact the FBI? But no, he stepped right into the bear trap, you see. President Trump, your president, has a naivete, and he overemphasizes his repartee. That's for my friends from France, those who are the wonderful missionaries, just to talk a little French, you know, speak there. Nemche and repartee, huh? Now, President Trump is a smart man, and but he does not know all of it. And he bets on his ability to turn on the dime, which he is excellent at. He is one of the best I've ever seen at it. However, he has got, like Caesar had, hundreds and thousands of people after him with daggers, you see. And let's talk about what's going on right now, you know, with the tankers. And the tankers, you see, we're getting into the Gog-Magog war, are we not? Like out of Ezekiel. And you remember there's two parts to the Ezekiel, right? There's 38 and 39. And you want to see what goes down, watch 38 for the beginning, but then watch 39 for what happens to those who come. But even within Ezekiel 38, son of man, set thy face against the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. That's Meshech and Tubal-Cain, is it not? Tubal-Cain, as all of the Masons would know. If you're in there and you're you're in the Blue Lodge or you've gone up a little bit and all that stuff, then you need to go ahead and get Albert Pike's book. It'll be in every one of your lodges. You can go get it off the secretary or whatever you call him, your officer, the master, the grand master of the lodges, bookshelf, Morals and Dogma. And you go and read it, and you read what Pike has to say, and he says, tell it to the men of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degrees, that the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer, the light bringer. That's what your 33rd degree Mason, Albert Pike, Civil War general, brigadier general that had an irregular cavalry that was also had Native Americans in it. And they were known for irregular acts of like cutting off heads and taking scalps and putting the heads on the pikes and doing all kinds of stuff. Heads on the pike, Albert Pike, right? Yeah. And that cavalry was actually, as I recall, I believe disbanded. But Pike was the head of 33rd degree and created it out of Charleston, all right? But he was the head of worldwide Freemasonry, and in a sense, he was a Luciferian and did worship Lucifer the Lightbringer because he tells every one of you Masons that. Tell it to the men of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degree. Well, if you're 32nd degree, then you can also be a Shriner, right? So all of the Shriners should know, and the red fez you wear, that used to be Gray Goods, G-R-E-I-G-E, gray shirt, Gray Goods. A wool of was undyed, and those caps, those little kepi caps, you see, they're not kepi, but the little fez caps that you call them. Well, Fez was a place that had a whole lot of Christians in it. And when the Muslims, wearing the little caps, came in on their horses, they killed every single man, woman, and child in the city till the blood was up to the horses' knees. The blood in the streets was up to the horses' knees. And then they dipped their caps down in the blood and stained them the red that all you Shriners think is so cool. Ladies and gentlemen, the answer to this is our Father in heaven and his only begotten Son that he brought down onto this planet, Lord Jesus, who gave up his life, you see, who was crucified on the cross and rose from the dead, and he did it to wash your sins away if you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior. He will erase your sins, and he will give you everlasting life with him in heaven. That is the good deal. That is the real choice. Even if you're hedging your bets, you could be sincere and ask him, couldn't you? Because you see, as we go down Ezekiel 38, and the Lord says, and I say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horse and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. You see, I think those are tanks, personally. Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, and the house of Togarmah, the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. And you see, maybe Togarmah just is going to take delivery on the S-400 missiles in Moscow or wherever. And they hope that we'll still give them the F-35s. But when you look at the F-35, the information coming out, and I've known for a long time that that wasn't the cat's meow. It was a middle-of-the-road stealth plane that they could have, and it's good and all that. It's fifth-generation fighter, but it's one that they could sell to the NATO people, you see, and get them to buy in on it. But if you go supersonic for too long, I guess the stealth paint or coating blisters, and then they can see you on the radar after that. So I guess you have to just go slow, you know. Maybe you go warthog speed to the target, you know. I don't know. But it's all baloney. What they should be building and should have built instead of all of that, they should have built more TR-3Bs and armed them with the stuff they should have brought out for all of our carrier groups like the Ronald Reagan was supposed to be. It was supposed to have its own shield. Like its own electromagnetic energy shield that it could project out. It was supposed to have the laser weapons, the electromagnetic weapons, the rail guns, all of the stuff, and that was supposed to be put on it when the Ronald Reagan was first brought out. But Poppy Bush delayed all of that. And then our carrier groups would have been able to defend themselves better than they are even now. Because if the electromagnetic device or systems that I've talked to you about that I had from deep background and signal intelligence and how we've tracked over the years how they're able to knock out the USS Donald Cole and Aegis, Artemark class destroyer, Aegis, boop, boop, boop. Knock it dead in the dirt, and then turn off all the stuff except the emergency lights. One plane flew over. Or the helicopters at Navarre Beach in Florida. Or the F-16s and the F-15s that have been knocked out of the sky on the training missions. Remember that one that came out of South Carolina and then dead-ducked into the Georgia woods? You got to go back about 8-10 years to see that, but you can see it. And about that electric green electronic fog that the one chopper there in Navarre Beach was in, the other one was able to, like, power out of it and get out of it and get away. The other one went kaboom down into the waves, down into the surf, and crashed, you see. All the other Arleigh Burke class destroyers with the Aegis, bop, 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 bop. It don't work because somebody can intervene on it and zap it. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got a step where they say America might not win the war. They might lose it. On the other hand, we're powerful. If you launch everything in our pod, we'll do some damage, by golly. But I'm going to tell you what. It's not going to be a picnic if this happens, you see. So therefore, you go over and you look also in Ezekiel 38. And you look at verse 10. He's going to bring everybody against Israel, right? Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. That means something else is going to come to pass because he's already done told you what's coming to pass. But then he says, verse 10, Ezekiel 38, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. And going down to the A&W to see the Sonic, to see the cruise night and the nice hot rod cars or going to the ball game or going to this or the that or being at the lake and doing a little, you know, water skiing or just floating on the old mat out there in the lake, you know, with a cool drink and your sunglasses on and enjoying the beginning of the early summer. But ladies and gentlemen, in the midst of all of that, we also have all of the attacks on all of the food supply in the United States, the farmers, the corn, all of it. You see. And part of going up to the land of the unwalled villages is partially that, don't you think? Isn't it also about what the food's going to be happening to? Because when you say, well, I don't eat soybeans or field corn, well, they're also destroying a lot of wheat. And all the hogs and calves, a million calves, all the chickens, and many people are not aware that in Southern California, that they've already put to death because of Newcastle's disease. There's been a plague, an outbreak of a plague, contagious viral disease that can affect all species of birds, but is most deadly to chickens. Virulent Newcastle disease, it supposedly poses no food safety concerns, essentially no human health concerns, but only people who spend a lot of time close to infected birds are at risk of pink eye or a mild fever. But for the owners, the outbreak has been devastating. 444 homes, farms, and businesses in California, the majority in San Bernardino, Riverside, and Los Angeles counties, have had birds test positive for the disease since May of 2018, and that's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And since that time, they've killed 1.2 million birds. 1.2 million birds, mainly chickens, have been euthanized in heavily affected areas, some of which weren't showing symptoms or hadn't even been affected yet. So, we've lost a lot of chickens as well, then, have we not? Now, with all the flooding in all the counties in Oklahoma, and, you know, I mean, stuff from southern Minnesota on down, you know, Nebraska, Iowa, a little bit of Illinois, Missouri, all the way down and now down the Missouri, Mississippi River complex, all of the stuff in Oklahoma, all the rivers, the Arkansas River, and, you know, that kind of stuff, all the rivers over there overflowing, half the counties in Missouri and all the counties in Oklahoma, disaster areas. And still people haven't planted and all the different stuff. The animal loss is huge, but now, there's also a shortage of hay. Dateline out of Raymore, Missouri, the price of hay has tripled for a lot of horse and livestock owners. Hay bales that usually cost $40 are now $150. That's because there's a shortage in the region. The Midwest hay shortage is said to be the result of the 2018 wildfires in Kansas, drought in Missouri, and wet weather in Iowa. And also take a look at nearly every food label on every ready-made food at your local grocery store. You will typically find wheat, corn, dairy, eggs, or soy in every single convenience food out there. Corn is used for corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup, and is added to everything from granola bars to breakfast cereals to deli meats. Corn is added as ethanol to our fuel. Wheat, corn starch, and modified corn starch are added as thickening agents to almost every sauce. Good luck finding anything that comes packaged that doesn't contain soy or soy lecithin. Bottom line, our modern food supply is largely dependent upon grains and soy, with major producers losing at least one harvest this year. The cost of manufactured food and livestock feed will skyrocket. Meat and dairy will doubly be impacted. While many farmers lost animals in floodwaters, farmers lost money due to both lost animals and damage to property, the cost to feed those remaining animals is going to go through the roof. Add this to the livestock disease, all the disease, the livestock, the pig Ebola or whatever in China, and also the tariffs and trade wars with Mexico and China, and the two countries from whom we import the most food. Both consumers and farmers may be or are in deep financial trouble. Which foods are going to be scarce? Wheat, corn, soybeans, hay, alfalfa, oats, beef, dairy, pork, chicken, eggs. You think you might want to be able to pick back some of that, you know? Figure out a way to store some of that. Get you some buckets and some oxygen absorbers and the Mylar bags and food grade buckets, and quickly get you some wheat, some good old, turkey red wheat or some kind of a high quality, wheat, for making bread. Now you might not go for corn or soybeans, but you might want to put some oats back so you can have some oatmeal, oats, that kind of stuff. Beef, If nothing else, said, I'll put it in my freezer. Well, that's good unless the power grid goes down. You got to back up to that. You see, there has to be a new type of thinking. It has to be like going 2, 3, 4, 5 deep is kind of thinking. Okay, if the power grid goes down, how long can I, do I have a substitute for lighting? Do I have a substitute for heat? Do I have a substitute for refrigeration or storage of food? So, you see, it makes sense when old Hawk says, get another can of chunky soup, Put it in a box underneath your bed or over in the closet, and keep getting at least. If that's all you can do is get one extra one a week, then that's the best you can do, then do that. You could also get Spam, You could also get corned beef hash, roast beef hash in the can. Yoder's has tremendous bacon in the can, already ready to go, tastes great. Chicken chunks, turkey chunks, pork chunks, beef chunks, and then Yoder's also has hamburgers made in the can. And those have at least, from what I understand, at least a minimum of 15-year shelf life. And they're made by Yoder's, I believe, in Ohio, from Amish or Mennonite-type farms. Generally have a higher quality of terms of the beef and the pork and the different meats that are going to go in there. But you might want to find yourself an egg supply locally from somebody you know that has chickens that are in good shape, You might want to get some of yourself and then make sure that you've got stuff that does not have a disease and that you take care of them properly. But then we've also got to look at the other factors. You got to go three deep, don't you not? And, I'll tell you, there's going to be all kind of stuff and all kind of, savior types come forward and all kind of fake, fake this and fake that, saviors of this, saviors of that. But, see, there's only one, And his name was Jesus of Nazareth, that was sent, the living Son of God who has come in the flesh. You see. Lord Jesus, only Son of our Father in heaven. There's only one. So you've got to be able to test that, and you've got to ask the right questions now, don't you? But meanwhile, you can do what that Jesus said to do in Matthew 25. Do you have, let me just ask you this question straight up. Do you have like a Dietz lantern or a Petromax lantern or a lamp, you know, an oil lamp? And do you have oil or kerosene, lamp oil or kerosene? I like the lamp oil because I don't like the smell of the kerosene as much. But how many nights could you light using your Petromax or your Dietz or your, you know, oil lamp? How many nights, and then for how many hours a night could you light your home? Okay. Have you calculated out how many hours a night, okay, that you'd want to have lighting? And for how many days are in a year? How many nights in a year? And have you calculated out, like, say, what the fill amount, what the tank holds on, say, a Dietz Jupiter or whatever the name of the lantern is, one of the big blue ones or red ones or whatever, or what a Petromax. Those Petromax are like the silver bullet or the bronze-looking bullet ones that you need them. Mostly you can use those outside, even with unleaded gas, outside of your house, not inside. But you could use it with lamp oil inside. Boy, they're bright. But how many ounces of fuel is in the tank and how long does it last? And then you calculate what you might need for an entire year. If you had the money and you had done your food and your water purification, you see, and stored that back. But lighting and heat is another part of the game. You might say to yourself, how many ounces of lamp oil would I need for 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation? Then you might ask yourself, okay, I guess I could have some solar panels, like, you can get those inexpensive solar panel kits from Harbor Freight. When they have them on sale, they're like $149.95. They have one of their freight parking lot sales or whatever they call them, their special deals, or you get the special coupon. You can get them, you know, like 100 watts of solar power, you know, with the connectors and a small charge controller and a couple 12-volt lamps that go with it, and all the cords and stuff. And then you can connect that and charge up a long-term, you know, type storage battery. You know, maybe something on an RV or what have you. Or your car battery or whatever battery you got. You could buy additional, like 30-amp-hour storage batteries, you know, there. And maybe you could do that, and maybe you could also then use the electricity from said batteries with an inverter where you're powering also up the battery inside the inverter, and you're powering up, let's say, one of those 3-in-1 or 4-in-1 charger where you got a light, a charger, and an air pump, kind of a little system. And if you can charge the batteries up in that from the solar, and incidentally, for $150 for that kit, let's say, which is 100 watts of panels, And I've seen up on their website the pictures of people who've installed these in much larger arrays, and you can get a hex connection. A hex connection where you can plug in like six of these things into one connector and then connect that to the batteries, and you can get some pretty good juice. But you're going to need the lamp oil too, you see. You're going to need the food. You're going to need all of it. But don't bite it all in one big chunk and say, I don't have that kind of money. If you ain't got the money, then you can get a 2 liters of water, or you can get a jug of water and put the little bit of, you know, so many drops of unscented bleach in it to kill the germs, store it back and keep it for a couple of years, maybe, or a year or two. You can have the small water buckets, you know, or water casks, or the water blocks. You can have barrels of water. You could do that. Food grade barrels only. And you can buy that extra can of chunky soup a week. And that's a ration for one person for a day. That's two meals, you know. You could eat it all at once, but basically that's what it would be. You throw together some of that with some poke salad or dandelion greens and, you know, a little vinegar and oil. You might be surprised. If you had some long-term pilot bread or storage crackers or something, or if you had the grain stored where you can bake fresh bread, you see how it works. But we're on those solar deals, $150 a deal for 100 watts with the connectors and stuff all with it. And if you put 600 watts together, well, that's enough to keep some batteries going if there's a sun. Well, you know, you might have some days of darkness coming up, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Brother Quayle, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com. At stevequayle.com, you see, Quayle, Steve Quayle, is going to be on with George Noory on Coast to Coast AM radio tonight. He has got some subjects he's going to talk about that will just blow your mind. It's going to tie in with the Ancient Alien Conference, you know, coming up in Branson in September. He's putting out the information about an Aztec artifact that was found in Mexico when a mountain, due to a earthquake or something, a cliffside came apart, and all of a sudden some of these artifacts came out from caves that were inside there and depicted on the weapon. The Aztec weapon that would be used to sacrifice somebody is alien on the side, and also Saturn. And Steve is going to go deep into that tonight, and also other subjects. He might also talk about the Cascades and what's happening there. I don't know all of the things he's going to talk about. But boy, oh boy, if you can stay up late, listen to Steve Quayle and George Noory tonight. And you can go to stevequayle.com. And I'm going to tell you what, sign up for his Branson Conference. There's going to be speakers and people there, and even some that you may not know that are going to be there. And I've told you some teasers that his press release have put out about how the fact they're going to demonstrate there on the big screen some of the technology used that can see alien life forms. Sort of like the way Roddy Piper did in the movie They Lived from 1988 when he put the special sunglasses on. You can also, if you cannot attend that conference, you can pre-order those tapes. The videos of the upcoming conference, you can pre-order them. And if you go ahead and pre-order them, go to stevequayle.com, click on the pre-order, and you will get a free Steve Quayle book, Empire Beneath the Ice, all about how the Nazis won World War II, and also about their spacecraft and all of the different things. Steve goes in depth into that, plus all kind of other technology and the history of all of that that's going on in Antarctica and is going on today. So we have wars and rumors of wars. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you keep Old Hawk on the air. I hope you assist me in staying on, because you're the ones who have kept me on for going on now this month, I believe, pretty quickly. For 15 years I've been on. And my message is always, as best I can be, obedient to Lord Jesus when I was recruited to do. And what the Lord told Steve Quayle to put me on the radio back then. And all of the stuff we've talked about since 2004 is now coming to pass. Now coming to pass. And you know, these things are just getting so crazy. It's just not even funny at all. So please share the new address that you're listening to the show on, and then as well as the ones that you're listening on right now, you can just go to Steve Quayle, Quayle, and there's a banner up there now. It says, listen to Hawk Radio. Click on that. It'll take you right to a spot where you can listen live. Or you can hear and see the archives. But when you get to it and you click through, make sure you bookmark that. You want to keep Old Hawk in the game? You want to keep me swinging at the old Lucy, knocking him in the head and the shins, elbows as best I can on behalf of the Lord Jesus, striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and then, secondarily, to warn his remnant, Jesus' remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear. And I know that you out there have those. This is not your typical just, introduce him to a little bit at a time show. This is the real deal, you see. You want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome and appreciated. FRNs, metals, you know, a silver dime, silver quarter, silver ounce, whatever it might be. Check, money order, send it to Hawk, HAWK 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, if you need a saddle, or if you need saddlebags for your motorcycle or your Rokan that'll get you up the hill, or whatever it is. If you need a scabbard for your rifle, if you need a holster for your pistol, if you need a backpack, you need a canteen, the old cowboy style, or a canteen cover for a more traditional military U.S. style. If you want a knife that you can shave with, and yet it won't be turned away by tough hide or bone. SharpSaddles.com, SharpSaddles.com. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. Go up and check them out. Call them up. Talk to them. They can customize certain things to what you need. And it'll be a blessing. They're located in Oregon now. And to all those good friends out there, still in Nevada, all the good friends in California, all the good friends in Washington State, in North Carolina, all over Michigan, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, Maine. Man, I tell you, I get all kind of nice cards and letters of people give me updates and stuff, and sometimes they're not good updates. But tonight, I would like to pray tonight let's just say Bob. Bob, I know that you've got trouble with your knee. May Lord Jesus come to you and begin to give you a medical miracle. May you also try some of those things that might be able to help you, like the high-quality glucosamine sulfate and chondroitin sulfate and the calcium, magnesium, and the vitamin C and all the combination and the B100 complex thereof to try to get that under control before you go and have it operated on. But if that be the only way of doing it, then may the Lord guide the hand of the surgeon and restore you back to health and well-being quickly. And to those, let's say the wife of a good friend of the show with a name that begins with V, I'll tell you what, may the Lord Jesus restore her ability to walk after she's had the amputation and all of the items. May he restore her health and function and remove any infections and increase the circulation and enable her to walk once again and to be able to function. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much ongoing, but there is one thing that you can be assured of is that Lord Jesus, the Son of our Father in heaven, that there is power in the blood of Jesus, and they don't want you to talk about it. They don't want you to know about it because the Luciferians are scared of it. And they might be strong at a certain point in time, but I'm going to tell you what. You get right with Jesus, you get right with our Father in heaven, and you prepare to defend yourselves. You know what I'm saying? You get your food, your water purification, water filtration. You get your, you know, fish antibiotics and your colloidal silver. Get like the meso silver. Pick that up. You can click on Steve Quayle's banner and go down and find the meso silver banner. Frankie Keys makes some of the highest quality, smallest particle. The meso silver is just incredible. He also has other metals, gold, iridium, different things that can have different properties for you. Okay? And help you with various items. Go up to their website, you know, click on it. The NBC gear. And I'm going to tell you what, firearms and ammunition. You are going to need it in this country, and I'm just telling you. I don't care who it's going to come from, but someday, some point in time, somebody is going to come for you and your family or come to your house. Could be our own government, you know. They may have heard that you're a Christian, you see. And you could have a socialist president day and a socialist Congress come and get you. Well, Trump's going to win. Maybe, maybe not. Every single one of these people, do you not understand, at least in California, I guarantee, and probably in Texas too, in some areas, they're signing them up to vote. And it won't make any difference either if the Ebola gets loose in San Antonio, would it? Oh, it's already no longer in San Antonio. It's probably now in, you know, Lima, Ohio, and Schenectady, New York, or Fort Drum, New York, or maybe it's in, you know, Oshkosh Bagosh. I hope it's not in Dunlap Highway or Hampton. I sure as heck hope it ain't in Prairie Village, but I wouldn't put it past them. So you'd better get prepared to defend yourselves and your family and your place of residence and the whole nine yards. And I can only tell you different things. I just give you tips and stuff. There's a good hot buy at Bass Pro or at Cabela's, whoever you got with you there. And to our one of my friends up in, I believe, Wisconsin or whatever, used to got one of these not all that long ago. It's a Taurus. It's a good buy. G2C semi-automatic pistol. 9mm, 12 rounds, 3.2-inch barrel. After the rebate, $179.97. No, it's not a Kimber. It's not a Glock, but it should be a good functioning semi-auto pistol. Check it out. Now, there's some other good things, too, that you've got at Bass Pro. I think there's a good buy for a Center Point Sniper Elite Whisper 370 crossbow packages. 180-pound draw. You got the scope. You got the arrows or bolts, and you got the crossbow, and you got a quiver. $249.99. Okay? There's all kind of stuff that's going down now. If you want another currency, and you got a 22 long rifle itself, but if you want another currency, you know, 333 or 500 packs of 22 long rifle ammunition, that'll be just like money. But you could go to Steve Quayle at Renaissance Precious Metals. You could also get you gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and you could put some of that back. But Steve would always tell you, make sure you got your food, your water, your firearms, your medical supplies, your NBC gear. That means a full-blown gas mask. Do you think that the people in Hong Kong, okay, the hundreds of thousands that protested against their red Chinese police and military there, did you see that crowd? I'll tell you what, if it comes down to cases, you start seeing crowds like that here, you just ain't going to believe what's happening, but we saw it start in Memphis, did we not? Federal marshal, right or wrong, apparently he was trying to apprehend a felony warrant, and they see the guy come out of his house to go to get in the car. They then go to take him. Well, then he shoots the car straight at them. Rams their car, pops out, allegedly pops out with a firearm, and they drill him. But now, I don't know if that's the true facts or what the facts are. Maybe he just had his cell phone. But probably this incident will be used to spark what's going to be, I believe, a Soros-fueled finance long hot summer. Now, do you also see the article, I believe Brother Quayle posted at stevequayle.com? He had up there an article where Soros and the Koch brothers have banded together to get with big technology, the Silicon Valley boys, to suppress all of the freedom of speech, the patriotism, the Christianity, all of it, to suppress it all, to suppress any conservative or libertarian view or just somebody who believes in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, who believes that Trump is doing the right things, and they're trying to suppress all of that. So we've changed the Russians over for Soros, who allegedly also fronts Rothschild money. Those, the Rothschilds, who claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis, allegedly the black magicians of the planet, which then you could probably, you know, go back and see descendancy, and all I can tell you is they worship Lucifer, you see. And then you have a Jewish man, Soros, who worked directly with the Nazis, taking the property of other Jewish people. And now he is destroying this country, just helping to destroy Europe, and financing all of these what you would call chaos-producing events, the cloud and piven overwhelming of the systems, blowing the systems up, so that it comes into, when you read cloud and piven and you see all of that, then you're also going to understand William Strauss and Neil Howes, the foreturning the American prophecy. You see, this thing is all going to go bye-bye. It's all going to go belly up, and you'd better be prepared. And I'm going to tell you what, you better be prepared to fight. And old people, go to CaneMasters.com, CaneMasters.com, and get you a fighting cane, or get your cane at home if you're using one, and get some of their videotapes, the basic moves. Just learn two or three of the basic moves of fighting with a cane, because you know what? I'm going to tell you, a cane is a medical device. They cannot take it away from you on a plane. They cannot, the cops can't force you to give it up as long as it's a cane. We're not talking about a lead-headed nightstick, walking stick deal with the goo-goo eyes on it. We're just talking about a regular cane, okay? 36 inches long, whatever it is, made out of an oak or a walnut or a hedge wood or whatever it might be. Hickory. But a few basic moves like that, and if you can block somebody from coming at you with the knife or to punch you or whatever, or you pop them right in the groin or in the throat with a poke, keep them away from you, lambast onto their clavicle, that's the collarbone with 11 pounds of pressure, and then if you really need some help, you grab up by the crook of the cane around the neck, and you just kind of do what you want with them. Don't go into their loose bury a knife down a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Miller Lite, for your home, for your property. Fandango Rangers, I know you're out there. The mighty men and women of power, strike the blow tonight. Defeat the Iranians. Strike the blow directly on the Luciferians in Iran. Mickey Lapua, baby. Stay on Tropics. Good night. We'll be right back.